blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 11:27 to 28. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 11 verse 27 to 28. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." My theme for reflection is a question. Would your life bless the one who raised you? Would your life bless the one who raised you? Not long ago, a teacher asked her class a curious question. If you could have dinner with any famous person in history, who would it be? The room filled with excited answers. Scientists, athletes, musicians, and leaders. One student paused and said, "I would choose someone wise, someone who could teach me how to live." The teacher smiled and replied, "That would be wonderful. But the real question is not only whom we listen to, but whether we live by what we hear." That simple exchange captures something of the moment in Luke 11:27 to 28. As Jesus finishes speaking to the crowd, a woman is so moved that she bursts out with admiration, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." It is a spontaneous compliment, the kind people often make when they see someone remarkable. Surely, Mary must have been deeply blessed to raise a son, or such a son. Yet if we pause for a moment, another question quietly emerges. How many of us live in such a way that people who knew us would say the same thing about our parents? How many mothers or fathers hear others say, "The one who raised you must be blessed because you have become a blessing to others"? It is a powerful compliment. It means a life has grown into goodness. It means a family's labor of love has not been wasted. But the opposite can also be true. Sometimes communities whisper the other kind of sentence. What went wrong? Why is he or she such a failure in character and conduct? How did a life that once held promise drift into habits that bring disappointment rather than dignity? These are painful questions, but they arise because human character is rarely formed in isolation. Families, communities, and traditions all invest hope in the lives that grew within them. When these hopes appear to collapse, people instinctively search for an explanation. They ask how someone who was nurtured, guided, and loved could wander so far from the values that were meant to shape them. History and experience show that the tragedy of moral failure is not always the result of poor beginnings. Sometimes it is the outcome of choices made long after good foundations were laid. The philosopher and statesman Edmund Burke once observed, "Example is the school of mankind, and they will learn at no other." When a life ceases to reflect the good examples it has received, the loss is felt not only by the individual, but by the community that once believed in that life. There is also another sobering truth. When a person becomes known for dishonesty, cruelty, or irresponsibility, the shadow of that reputation rarely stops with them alone. It reaches back to the family that raised them. People quietly connect the behavior of the child with the honor of the home. That is why this grace wounds so deeply. It feels as though a family's name has been dragged through the dust of public judgment. And perhaps that is precisely why the woman's exclamation in the crowd carried such emotional force. She was not merely offering a polite compliment. She was recognizing that the life of Jesus reflected honor upon the one who raised him. In a world where the character of children often becomes the mirror of their upbringing, she instinctively declared Mary blessed. Yet Jesus, hearing her words, saw an opportunity to lead the crowd beyond admiration of family honor toward a deeper and more universal truth. Jesus Christ does not dismiss the woman's words. Instead, he gently redirects them. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. With these words, he opens the door of blessing far wider than the crowd expected. The greatest privilege is not simply being related to greatness, but living in obedience to God's voice. The problem Jesus addresses is subtle. Human beings often admire goodness from a distance while avoiding the deeper call to transformation. It is easier to praise Jesus than to follow him. The woman in the crowd recognized the greatness of Christ, but Jesus invites her and all who are listening to a deeper response. What resolves this tension is the word of God itself. Through scripture, God speaks into human history, calling people not only to hear but to respond. The philosopher Soren Kierkegaard once wrote, "The Bible is not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives." Jesus echoes that truth here. Hearing the word is the beginning. Obedience is its fulfillment. Scripture confirms this clearly elsewhere. James reminds believers, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." The blessing Jesus speaks of is not found in admiration alone, but in a life shaped by God's voice. Lent, therefore, becomes a mirror. It invites us to ask uncomfortable but necessary questions. Are we living in such a way that our lives honor those who raised us? Are we becoming the kind of people whose presence brings hope rather than harm? Lent is not a season of condemnation, but of honest reflection. It calls us back to the path where hearing God's word leads to lives that heal, strengthen, and bless the communities around us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when you hear God's word, do you approach it mainly as information or as guidance for how you live? Number two, if people looked honestly at your life today, would they see someone who brings blessings to others? And now our practical exercise. Read Luke 11:27-28 slowly. Then choose one short verse from scripture and carry it with you throughout the day. Ask yourself how it might shape one decision, conversation or action before the day ends. Lord Jesus Christ, you have spoken words of life to the world. Give us attentive hearts to hear your word and willing spirits to obey it. In this Lenten season, lead us beyond admiration into faithful discipleship. Shape our lives through your truth, that we may walk in humility, love, and obedience. And may the blessing you promise to those who hear and do your word be visible in our lives. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.